The days have been circled on the calendar for a year, a time at the end of April that will have a major impact on each and every team in the NFL.
3 weeks after the draft, we will start on the 2017 draft. Start the process. We start planning on where our area scouts need to go, who they need to go see, what schools they need to visit, and it just evolves from there. They'll get some time off in the summer, but right back in August, they're out there hitting the road again, and they're on the road from August, and most of those guys will get off sometime early December.
For Vikings general manager Rick Spielman and his staff, these are three of the most important days of the year, an opportunity to bring in new talent, fill positions of need, and lay the foundation for long-term success for the Vikings.
We want to build through the draft. I think that's the best way you have a chance to sustain success in the NFL year in and year out. Those are your guys. Those are the coaches that are developing those players. You know them the best. Those are the guys, hopefully, that you're going to look to extend the longer-term contracts as you develop them and they become players for you. And if you can get to the point where your money's being spent on guys that you've developed and know from a personal standpoint and what they're made of, you have a better chance of success to me than sometimes just going out and paying big money for a potential free agent that you don't know as well.
Not only do Spielman and the rest of the scouting and staff analyze every player in the draft, but they also spend weeks reviewing each team's needs. It's all an effort to predict and be well prepared for what might happen.
We really analyze each team, how are they able to fill their needs in free agency, potentially what they may be doing in the draft. And even after the first round, you're looking at the teams behind you, because if you potentially trade down and you have your eye on a player, how far can you go down in that trade before you potentially lose the guy? Is there another threat there that a team could potentially take that guy because they have that same need too?
And the Minnesota Vikings are NFC North Division champions!
One of the big reasons for the Vikings winning the North Division last year was the big contributions from the many recent draft picks Spielman and his staff have assembled. A group of young talent that has been assembled from many recent successful drafts.
They do an unbelievable job, our coaching staff, as far as teaching and developing guys and teaching what the scheme is and what's expected of them and working together as one unit, not as individuals. And, you know, we're very excited about a lot of our young players on defense. Just very excited to see how this continues to grow into the future.
But the recent success means nothing on April 28th when the 2016 NFL Draft gets underway. The Vikings have the 23rd selection in the first round and find themselves with 8 total picks in this year's draft. 3 days, 7 rounds, and countless scenarios, possibilities, and hope for the future. Something scouts, coaches, and general managers have been preparing for since the last draft ended, at a time that is sure to bring plenty of excitement.
Always very excited about the draft, and it's the last chance of the year to improve your football team. You have an opportunity to do that during the free agency, and then this is the last chance you get at to bring in some impact players. So after the draft, you pretty much have the roster set on who you're going to pick from to be on your 53. So this is a critical time for us, but you know, it's fun, and to be at the 23rd spot and have 8 picks as of I sit here today, and who knows what happens on draft night, but it's such a big event now, and the fans getting behind it and them having more knowledge of the players coming into the teams, it makes it for a great event.